You're listening to the Student Union Elections 2026 on University Radio Nottingham. Your vote, your union, your voice. This candidate has applied for Union President.
Hello, my name is Rob O'Connor, and today I am being joined by Payal Chang, who is looking to be president of the student union as part of our student union election interviews. Payal, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, I'm glad to hear it. Now, Payal, who are you? What role are you applying for?
Hello, everyone. I am Payal Chang. I am doing my master's in neuromusculoskeletal physiotherapy here at University of Nottingham.
Wow.
I am applying for the role of president.
Lovely. And what inspired you to run for this job?
This is something I'm really excited for since a really long time. I have been working with the staff as a course representative. I have also been a coordinator for physiotherapy with CIEL.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also a Senate member at the university.
Yeah.
So you can see that I'm already in close connection with everyone working at the university. And it brings me great joy to be with the students, to help them,
yeah,
to understand them. And I know this one thing, that every student in my batch or around me feels very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And they really open up well about their issues, be it on campus or anything for that matter.
Yeah. And what would be your plans were you to win? What would be your plans as president?
So one thing I would like to start off as a president would be to become as much accessible to the students as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Giving them that approach, they wouldn't have to fill in a lot of forms or to have a question mark, oh, something happened to me, where should I go? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever something like that comes up in their head, they should think of the student union.
Mm-hmm.
I want the student union to become the most approachable committee in the university, not just in University Park campus, but Jubilee campus as well and Sutton Bonington as well. So that is the aim.
Very good. Campus wide. And we're just going to get on some more sort of lighter questions, I'd say. Well, if you were a type of biscuit, what would you be?
Nice question. If I were a biscuit, I would definitely be Oreo.
An Oreo. Okay.
Yeah.
Any particular reason, or do you just love Oreos?
I love Oreos, no doubt, but also the fact that it makes you feel it's a really yummy thing, firstly.
Yeah. No, fair enough. Yeah, it's a very good choice of biscuit. My second question is going to be sort of desert island disc space. So essentially, imagine you're marooned on a desert island and you are allowed to take 3 albums or songs with you. What would you take?
3 songs.
Yeah, okay, 3 songs.
3 songs or 3 albums?
You can do either.
Okay.
You could name an album, a song, and another song, or, you know, three albums or 3 songs. Whatever works.
Whatever. One would be Who Run the World? Girls, definitely.
Okay.
A big time. And I would go with...
What do you mean?
So there is a Hindi song, but I'm not sure if we should say that or no.
I mean, you can say it if you want. I mean, I don't know, unless it's like extremely rude or something.
No, it's not rude. It's about it is a motivational song per se.
Yeah, no, please say it. What's the song?
It is actually a song by the name Chand Tare.
Uh-huh.
It inspires you to do a lot of things in life. Mm-hmm. It tells you to shoot for the moon, shoot for the planets.
Yeah.
Okay. And you would definitely reach above stars, between the planets. That is also a great space to be like.
Okay.
That, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Very, very creative. Good few choices. If you could bring one book with you, what would you bring?
It would be Atomic Habits.
Oh, good one. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
No, I like that one.
It gives a lot of great perspective on how to manage things and... Yes.
Yeah, you'd be managing your island very succinctly.
Well.
Yeah, yeah. Coconut production would be off the scale. if you could bring one sort of luxury item, one item just for sort of comfort, what would you bring?
I would bring my friends. They are luxury.
Okay, great choice. Very good choice. If you could have dinner with any three celebrities, alive or dead, who would you want to...
Can I say Michelle Obama?
Yes, yeah, of course. Michelle Obama. Anyone else?
Kate Middleton.
Kate Middleton. Okay, very strong choices.
Yeah,
yeah, you're really, really getting the leaders around you, the strong women. Okay, and we're now going to go to more sort of life questions. What or who has been your biggest influence?
My biggest influence has been my uncle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. I've been very close to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been with me, be it my bachelor's journey, be it my master's, my life decisions, and everything that I'm doing here, I get a full support from him.
Yeah.
He's like my dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's lovely. That's really, really nice. And what's a particular moment of pride you might have experienced, Payal?
It was the time when I gave my grandmother my degree.
Oh, yeah.
And in India, a physiotherapist is a doctor.
Yeah.
So I gave that degree to my grandmother.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was something I'm really proud of. And when I was a kid, she used to say that I would do something in healthcare. I would be helping people.
Yeah.
But no one used to really think much in that terms at home. But she used to keep saying that. And when I was through with my undergrad, my parents told me that that's what your grandmom used to tell all the time when you were a kid.
Oh, well.
So, yeah.
That's really beautiful. That's lovely.
Thank you.
And we're going to have one more question. And that's, if you wrote a biography of yourself, an autobiography, you know, best-selling book, who would you want reading the audiobook? What, like, celebrity?
Oh, I'd want everyone to read it. I would just want it out there.
But, maybe you might want, sort of, if we're talking about the audiobook, would you want, like, Michelle Obama to read it if people were listening to the story of your life?
I'm sure she's someone who'd read instead of listening.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, no, very good answer. And with that, Payal, we have come to the end of our time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name is Rob O'Connor. You have been listening to a Pulse interview for the SU elections. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Student Union elections on URN 1350. Your vote, your union, your voice. Voting opens on the 9th of March 2026 at 9 a.m. and closes on the 13th of March at 12 midday. Make sure you have your say.